El Paso Sheriff Outraged After Anglo Man Came Here to Kill Hispanics. By Bob Price on August 4, 2019. El Paso County Sheriff Richard Wiles says he is outraged after this Anglo man came here to kill Hispanics. His comment came in a Facebook post after a man from Allen, Texas, traveled nearly 9 hours to El Paso, where he is now accused of killing 20 people and wounding 26 more. Sheriff Wiles told the world in a Facebook post that he is outraged and you should be too. He called for people to rise up and hold our representatives at all levels accountable. This entire nation should be outraged. In this day and age, with all the serious issues we face, we are still confronted with people who will kill another for the sole reason of the color of their skin, the sheriff wrote. I want representatives who will stand up against racism. On the morning of August 3, a 21-year-old white man reportedly traveled from Allen to El Paso to allegedly defend his country against the Hispanic invasion of Texas, according to a manifesto that is being attributed to the shooter. He then drove to a Walmart store where he is said to have opened fire with a semi-automatic rifle to kill 20 people and wound 26 others, Breitbart Texas reported. The man is now charged with capital murder in a case where the El Paso County District Attorney says he will seek the death penalty. Sheriff Wiles says he is outraged at the apparent motivation of the shooter to kill people for the sole reason of the color of their skin. Following is the full message posted by the sheriff. Today, El Paso families went to the store to shop as they have done many times in the past, but this time 20 El Pasoans never made it home and many others are fighting for their lives. First of all, I want to say that I have never been more proud of the El Paso Police Department than I am today. Their response to this dangerous and chaotic situation, as well as the arrest of the individual responsible, was nothing short of heroic. I would also be remiss if I did not mention all the other agencies, to include the El Paso County Sheriff's Office, that assisted and had the same heroic intentions as they searched for this armed subject, placing themselves in potential danger. Law enforcement in El Paso showed the entire nation what we are willing to do to protect our community. But, like the rest of you, I am sad and hurt at the loss of innocent lives and the struggle their families are going through and will go through for years to come. Those who are injured and their families and how they are holding on to a hope that everything will be okay even though they will never be the same again. We are talking about innocent men, women and children. I love El Paso and its diversity and believe that being raised here made me and my children who we are today. And I thank God for that. But what happened today is beyond comprehension. This Anglo man came here to kill Hispanics. I'm outraged and you should be too. This entire nation should be outraged. In this day and age, with all the serious issues we face, we are still confronted with people who will kill another for the sole reason of the color of their skin. I fear things will not get better. Not pointing out anyone in particular, but I'm sick of people jumping in front of the cameras offering prayers and condolences as things just keep getting worse. It's time to rise up and hold our representatives accountable at all levels. I want representatives who will stand up against racism. Who will stand up and support the diversity of our nation and our state. Who will stand up for a strong criminal justice system that holds criminals responsible and keeps violent individuals locked up and off our streets. Who support robust community mental health services. Who support keeping guns out of the hands of people who are just waiting for an opportunity to kill others. El Paso will never be the same, because a racist came to our city to try and make a point. It didn't work though, because the backlash of this community, as we hold national, state and local politicians accountable, will be the only point that will be made. His Facebook followers quickly responded. Celia Ornelas wrote, El Paso will come back stronger than ever and show the world how we make it work here every day. We are humans that care for one another and no asshole can come here and change that. El Paso strong. Beth Keats also responded, writing, Thank you again for your service and your outrage. This is not El Paso, we are behind you and our beloved city. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior political news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.